Matt, playing rugby in the sun, running in five tries and getting 5 points from the game. Well, doesn't come much better than that, does it?
It doesn't in the situation we're in at the moment. These sort of games and these sort of points and that sort of performance is what we need to grow on, to come into the end of the season with a sort of hopefully a flourish and to climb our way up the table and put pressure on the boys ahead of us. And we've just got to keep growing on performances. I think we've been doing that since Christmas, and that's all we've got to keep doing. We can only control our own games and whatever, and just hope the other results go the other way to help us keep going up that table.
You had the win at Sandy Park last week to spur you, but of course, last time you were here, you lost to your nearest and dearest, Gloucester. How much of a spur was that to return to that sort of form?
Yeah, Gloucester game was a bit odd, a bit raining. It was chucking it down the first half, and the second half was dry as a bone. So it was one of those games where both teams struggled to get into it. So it was only a kicking duel. Whereas the same at Sandy Park, where we had to show a lot of courage and a lot of determination to keep fighting after being 6-0 down. And today's another totally different game. Hard running track, running rugby. So over the last 3 weeks, we put a good performance in against Gloucester, but didn't get a result. We showed a lot of gut against Exeter, got a result. And now running rugby is our forte, and that's what we want to do and keep it going, and we've got the result, but we now got to keep putting these performances. It doesn't matter what the weather is or what the pitch is, we've got to get these results however they come.
You got slapped in the face by Tom Ascott after just 11 minutes, but then that trio of tries really seemed to spur the audience up. It spurred the team up before the break, and you came out after the break in a similar vein. That hasn't always been the case with Bath.
No, it definitely hasn't been the case. We normally start off like that and we sort of dwindle in the middle and we have a good patch and then we go the same as the start. But after the first 10-20 minutes where we're dropping off tackles, the next 20 minutes of the first half, I thought some of the rugby we played was some of the best we played all year. Going in at half time, you think you come out and it might slow down a bit, and we carried it on, which was even better. We kept the pressure on, and after making five subs, the boys came on, sort of dwindled for a couple of minutes, and then the boys who came on just took up another gear and set up that last final try with the pace of Jack Cuff had come off just off the bench from 15, did some cracking things and then took it and scored and set up Bigsy. And these sort of stuff is what the people off the bench is what we need, and shows strength in our squad and in our performances, and it will help us as a team grow.
You mentioned Tom Biggs, that was try number 8 for the blonde flyer on the other flank. He's scoring tries for fun at the moment.
Yeah, I know. I thought I was going to have two today as well, but the ref got in the way. he did apologise, but I said, you made it harder. I definitely scored it if you weren't even there. I think he's in great form. His finishing ability from close to their line to our try line is fantastic. He's got his vet game now is amazing, and I think he's one for the future. If he keeps going on this, I couldn't see any reason why he can be putting pressure on some of the top England wings at the moment.
Well, you mentioned England, and on a personal level, that you've always been one who's enjoyed your rugby. Smile still on your face when you trot out for Bath?
Yeah, I sort of struggled the last 4 weeks, to be honest. I've struggled a lot. I think that's because I've played a lot of rugby in the last 18 months without a break. And sort of it is hard because you do have to have a break. But now I just found the love again this week for it. And to come out and have a performance like that as a team and individually, I was quite pleased. And they sort of get the smile back on your face to lead into a semi-final next week, which I'm happy about.
How do you feel when you're watching the Six Nations?
It's hard, obviously, because after the World Cup, I enjoyed it, and I don't think I did much wrong, but all you can do now is support the people who are there, like I have done when I got called back up to the squad to train with them, and support them, and they're going to do their best of their ability, and I've just got to keep performing here. And obviously, the last 4 weeks, I've been pretty down, so I haven't performed too well, but now, after today, I think this is my sort of level that I want to play at, and just keep getting better from this.
Do you know which sort of position you think your future is? Because you've been moved along the back line for Bath. You've been done the same with England in certain matches. What do you prefer?
To be honest, I don't actually mind too much. It's one of those tough things. It always depends on who you've got in other positions and who can give other stuff. Like for England, I was getting lined up at 12 with Mann at 13, and we were loving it. And then at Bath, I was playing 12 and 13, but now I'm on the wing. But at the same time, on the wing, I'm ball-playing in the centre for certain moves. So I'm just showing what I can do, and however I can fit in teams, I fit in teams at the moment. But I'm just, like I said, as long as I'm enjoying my rugby and love it, getting that smile back on my face, I'm happy.